tega berarti pakai VPN dulu ya proxy. Dengan pilihan ada banyak opsi. Udah terbiasa pakai internet, produktivitas tetap kepepet. Gak kerja malah nonton Netflix. Kalau gak modal layar kaca fix, kerja buat diamond permatang, asisin beli senjata.
Memangku selalu merasa layar tepatku untuk online. Jempol dan layar beradu, online shopping paling laku. Aku online.
Siang malam ku selalu menatap layar terpaku untuk online. Jempol dan layar beradu, drama online paling laku. Cuma dua, awas nafsu nanti aku dibajak. Jadi korban ransomware minta duit banyak. Tiap hari ada yang berantem kita main, cuma bikin hati parah kalau semua dibacain. Saling pamerkan hidup satu sama lain, pura-pura happy dunia tipu-tipu yang ngapain. Pengen FFA bukan seperti Giancor, semua dikritik tapi awas jadi lost. Undang-undang kritik masih menanti bos, banyak kekodan dunia yang masih bisa pantos. Di koran di goreng gosip supaya makin viral, usaha mati matian agar semakin terkenal. Pasti kita jemput posting dari represent, ujung-ujungnya dekat saja jadi malu netizen.
Yang mampu selalu menatap layar tepatku untuk online. Jempol dan layar beradu, online shopping paling laku. Aku online.
Siang malam ku selalu menatap layar tepatku untuk online. Jempol dan layar beradu, drama online paling laku. Aku
programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
The sky, that's all the living in the rain. I'm counting wonders in the warmth that touches your heart. Joy to your soul. It's a calling that starts you on a journey, awakens all of your senses. There are smiles and laughter, embracing and welcoming. Leaps. To a land that takes you in its heritage, in the richness of its culture, in the liveliness of its people.
terasa jarak dan sikapmu yang seperlunya. Kita bicara dan kita masih sama, saling sayang dan yang paling nyaman. Tapi katamu itulah masalahnya. Tanpa misteri cinta tiada rasa. Itu yang kau lihat begitu berharga, tapi sayangnya nyaman tak cukup. Kau butuh tantangan, rayuan, jebakan, semua yang
Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable. In recent years, Bali has faced its share of challenges. Overcrowded beaches, cultural sites in disrepair, and a growing litter problem have left many concerned about the island's future. And it's clear that something needs to change. However, from adversity comes an opportunity for renewal. Bali has embarked on a journey towards sustainable tourism by introducing regulations. Then why does Bali need tourist levies? The answer is simple. To preserve Bali's natural beauty, cultural heritage, and enhance the visitor experience. Tourist levy regulations help protect and restore Bali's cultural treasures. They ensure all human beings respect, maintain, and appreciate sacred sites. Now, Bali is working towards cleaner, more pristine environments. As you explore Bali, remember to do it with respect for the local culture and environment. By contributing to the tourist levy, you're actively participating in sustainable tourism. Your support helps preserve Bali's natural beauty and cultural heritage for generations to come. Leave beautiful footprints, and the memories will last a lifetime. In conclusion, the Bali Tourist Levy is not just a feat, but an investment in Bali's continued allure. Your contribution shapes a brighter future for this island paradise, ensuring it remains a haven for all who visit. Together, we can protect its natural beauty, cultural heritage, and ensure a harmonious coexistence. This regulation will be implemented in 2024. Let's cherish Bali together and leave a legacy of responsible travel.
Sometimes I wonder if I should be medicated. Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Dancing won't help my economic condition. If I dance, when am I going to make money?
That words came from Kadek Sriyani, a woman aged 38, a villager of Manistutu, Bali, who since 15 years ago has been working as a stone breaker on the river of Tukadayu, Manistutu, Bali.
Sudah lama sejak saya kawin.
I've been working since I was married, around 15 years ago. I already started working here, breaking the stone, working in the fields, lifting the rocks, digging the sand.
Most Balinese women would have started dancing since they are in the elementary school. But with the passage of their lives, dancing is just special occasions only. As in the case of stone breaker from Manistutu village, Kadek Sriyani. Her dainty fingers are now used in a graceful movement in a dance alone, but more often are used to the work that should be done by men, breaking stones, without any fear that their tapering fingers might be injured by the weight of the hammer used to break up large stones. How many hammers actually that Kadek has?
Three hammers actually, but this one is borrowed. I have only two. However, I can borrow from my sister. Working together, you know, if the stone is too big and cannot be broken, I could ask my sister to help. Friends too.
While working together, each has her share of rock.
Each has her own share. So later, if there is a truck coming in, it can be easily seen which one belongs to me and which plot belongs to my friend. So it's easy to divide the money.
At a glance, breaking the stone looks quite easy. This is not true, of course. But there are some tricks to make the job easier.
It depends. There are some lines on the stone surface. If they are smooth, do not hit them because they might shatter and you'd get hurt. The term is monk trick. So you must look carefully whether it can be broken down or not.
Being a stone breaker, Kadek never feels afraid of hurting her hands. Even when she is wounded, Kadek already has a way to overcome it.
Yes, we'll treat it using a banana tree shoot, chewed and pasted, then put it on the wound so that blood doesn't come out.
Every day, Kadek Sriyani does the work of breaking down the stone. After the domestic work is completed, she goes to Tukadayu River in Manistutu village, about 4 hours drive from Denpasar, to break stones along with other women. There are no fixed working hours, although her income a day at most is only 25,000 rupiah to 30,000 rupiah, Kadek Sriyani accepts it gratefully. For Kadek, the results obtained are a gift from the Almighty. Her income is not fixed, depending on the weather. Because if it rains, the small truck cannot get into the river to buy the broken stone. Then, the stone that has been broke down into small pieces and the sand that has been filtered will be washed away again by the water. But bright weather also sometimes does not guarantee the money that they get can be a lot. Because even though they have broken rocks under the umbrella made of palm leaves for one whole day, no truck would come to buy the stones because there is no development project. Things like this often happen.
Depending on the faith, if things are smooth then everything will, but if there is no project then business will be bad.
penting kok kita mungkin.
Nih cekok toh, ha?
Almost all Balinese women can dance for dancing is part of the rituals for worshipping among the Hindu Balinese. Most of them learn to dance in their primary school, but with the passage of their life, the women, especially the stone breakers, only dance on special occasions, such as rituals in temples. The stone breaker women of Manistutu village, however, do not want to dance for money either, as expressed by Kadek Sriyani.
Malu gini.
It will be so embarrassing. I'm fat now. Dancing doesn't help the economy. If I dance, when can I make some money?
Although the lives of stonebreaker women and their families are hard, they still diligently do the job as stonebreakers. Sometimes, they also hope for some other job which in accordance with their capabilities, to be able to slightly improve their lives.
What important is to have a job, so I can send my children to school and they can have decent meals every day.
Manistutu village chief Iketut Sukadana has his own views about the profession of his female villagers. I understand, digging the sand is not really their choice, really. This is a necessity. If they could have another job, they would take it then. But they do not have the expertise and skill to do that. Digging sand or rocks in the river like that is actually not a life choice, because they do not have other skills to compete in other areas. The story of the brave woman from Manistutu, Bali, who are now using their dainty fingers to break up stones to provide for their families. The story of Kadek Sriyani shows that Balinese women are women who have incredible energy.
Coba sehari saja. satu.
Cobalah hari saja,
satu hari saja, kau jadi diriku.
Kau akan mengerti,
kau akan mengerti, bagai mana ku melihatmu mengagumi. Dari sudut pandangku, dari sudut pandangku, dari sudut pandangku.
My friends, for example, if I ask them where you guys want to having a holiday domestic, I think people still say Bali for now. Bali, Bandung, Jogja. And I think some of them also never knew that in other provinces in Indonesia, they have many beautiful places. I think maybe they don't recognize, or I think they don't know about the place before.
Mm-hmm.
I think because it needs more attention.
It's more spotlight.
More spotlight, yeah.
Selalu memujamu, oh, selalu.
That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, but stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone. Hello everyone, right now I am in Alas Malang Central Java, the central farm for durian power, the special durian from Alas Malang Central Java. Durian is a spiky fruit. Famous for having a strong scent, durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with black corn, musangking, and montong. And in Indonesia, we have petruk, medan, bawor, kaligesing, and many more. Whatever the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sarno, a durian farmer from Alas Malang Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh panca indera kita semua. Dari
durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet-scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then, we put it into our mouth. Wow, this one is sweet, or that one is bland. And what about hearing? A ripe durian sounds lower when we strike it. Unripe one has a higher sound. Or we hear it fell in our backyard. It beams our ears, also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum ngebas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambilnya terdengar, berarti telinga kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul, dalam suara
kita... Is this durian right? We test by striking it.
Suara tinggi.
We know there is baritone, tenor, and bass.
Nah, kalau ini suaranya,
high, medium, and low.
Bass.
The right one is bass.
Tapi kalau suaranya
so, we strike bass, it.
Tuh, dipukul.
It's right. Another durian seller, Mrs. Natina, says... We also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Wangi. A good durian smells good.
Wangi.
Yeah, Bapak kalau beli di mana-mana.
And never buy durian with rice stem.
Ini kalau beli jangan dibeli.
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh protected by thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sadro just takes his razor-sharp blade and then decides on a straight line on the peel to easily cut it open.
Kita ambil tengah-tengahnya
just
ini,
pick jadinya. A straight line like kita this.
Lepas ini. Baru
then,
pelan-pelan,
slowly can see the flash. Here it is. Beneath the green, thick and thorny peel is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste?
Sambil ya? Ya.
Amazing. This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Even more time, it will be a bit bitter, but has a softer texture, like sticky rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth, and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, don't taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like socks. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bawor. Or in Purworejo, they have the Durian Kaligesi. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here's Newsline, first the headlines. Minister of Religious Affairs urges Umrah travel agencies to take responsibility for their pilgrims. OJK issues 5 regulations to drive transformation in insurance, guarantee and pension fund industries. And now the news in details. Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar has called on Umrah travel agencies to ensure the well-being of their pilgrims. During their stay in Makkah and Medina, he emphasized that agency must provide proper accommodations and services, warning that those who neglect their duties and abandon pilgrims may face legal consequences. This statement comes amid reports of overcrowding in the holy cities, leading to inadequate lodging conditions for some pilgrims. The second news. The Financial Service Authority has introduced 5 new regulations aimed at transforming Indonesia's insurance, guarantee and pension fund sectors. These regulations are designed to enhance industry stability, transparency and consumers' protection, thereby bolstering public trust. The notable regulation, BOJK number 34 of 2024, focuses on developing human resource quality within this industry to support a robust and sustainable financial sector. And that was Newsline.